Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Hello and welcome to the Mayan Calendar Cast. Today is October 19th, 2005. Translated into the Mayan calendar, it is 11 Aimish, a good day to open to new beginnings. In English, 11 Aimish is 11 alligator. On the plate for today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the crucial message of the Mayan calendar for us today and discussing the question, where is this all leading? First up, here's what's going on in air radio podcasting news. If you're just getting hip to podcasting, then heads up, because video podcasting is making waves across the net. With the launch of Apple's new video playing iPod, video podcasting will continue to rise. And on that note, the producer of Zip Zap Zop video blog, New Yorker Clark of Saturn, no, that's not his real name, that's his VJ name, but he found Mayan Calendar Cast while perusing iTunes and he checked it out. Clark contacted Airstream Radio to do an interview for his show. The interview was recorded via Skype on Tuesday of this week and will be available to you to view at zipzapzop.com. I would like to thank you, Clark, for the opportunity to talk about the Mayan Calendar Cast on your show. I know Clark is listening, so hi, Clark. Clark asks great questions, and you're going to really like this show. It is very funny, it's very entertaining, and it's actually quite insightful. Clark is a cool guy, so check the show notes, and they'll send you right over to his video vlog or video podcast, Zip Zap Zop. Now, if you're a new listener to podcasts, it's important that you know there are show notes for every show by visiting the website for Mayan Calendar Cast at www.airstreamradio.com. You can read all the show notes for every show, and you'll find links about the things we talk about. So that's really good to know if you're new to podcasts. Finally, Jag and I both would like to personally welcome all the new listeners to Mayan Calendar Cast. Stick with us. You'll learn more about the Mayan calendar in this one little podcast than you'd get spending weeks or months reading unkempt web pages with half-baked information that does more to confuse than enthuse. This podcast, it's about hope. It's about understanding. It is about the climb to the top of the cosmic pyramid, but that's just the overview. There are so many details that you need that will make the difference between standing at the top of the pyramid looking out over a new way of living life or sitting at the bottom of the hill wondering what the heck is going on. And we're here to give you those details. The crucial message of the Mayan calendar is put so eloquently in Kahneman's book, The Mayan Calendar Transformation of Consciousness. It is this. There is a deadline for the creation of the enlightened golden age at the end of time. And we all need to participate as co-creators in that process. He goes on to say, a great value of the Mayan calendar is that it provides us with knowledge of the energies that guide evolution. It is a tool that enables us to go with the flow. Although we have been unconscious of it, such guidance has always been available to human beings, and it will be so until the completion of the divine plan on the day 13 Ahau, October 28th, 2011. Something to take note of here is that Carl Kahneman will be joining us in this podcast live via Skype between San Diego to Sweden to talk about his 20-year adventure with the Mayan calendar. You won't want to miss that. We're checking even to see if we can make it at least a couple of those shows, call-in shows. so be sure to check the website for updates over the coming weeks. Maybe you can already think of a question you'd like to ask. Kahneman discovered what the Maya were timing, something no one else seems to have been able to determine. As you continue to listen in, you'll see exactly what that means. And, of course, you can consider Kahneman's work foundational to what you'll be hearing here. Our desire is to bring this information to a wide and diverse audience to make it as easily digestible as we can. Can a tiny little podcast do all that? Well, honestly, I don't know. But this is what Jag and I can do, so we're doing it. You can help us out by casting your vote at podcastalley.com and over at iTunes. Casting a vote for this podcast will bring it to a larger audience. That's the whole point. And if you do your part, we'll do ours. So vote today, okay? Now, the original plan for today's podcast was to talk more in depth about the Zolk'in and the tune. And the good news is, we're going to do that. But we're going to do it on video. Excuse me. We're planning a video podcast to show you what the calendar looks like. So we're saving that for the ability to get it to you visually and in audio. In the meantime, what does it mean exactly to say that consciousness is evolving? And where is all this leading? Why don't we look back in history and dig around for a few answers? If we go back only 30,000 years, we find that a significant shift in consciousness took place. Now, about 1 million years ago, Neanderthal came on the scene and was on the planet up until this time. Things progressed at a very slow rate. There were tools. There was a very slow migration across continents by Neanderthal. Then Homo sapiens comes on the scene at roughly 30,000 years ago, and things changed. Homo sapiens had far more sophisticated tools than what had existed before. They decorated themselves with jewelry, and they fashioned their clothing differently. In a relatively short period of time, Neanderthal, or Homo neanderthalensis, disappears from the stage. What happened? What we do know is Neanderthal never developed a particular ability that appears to be a significant aspect of evolution itself. Do you know what that is? In a word, and this might surprise you, it's art. Neanderthal appears to have copied their successor for a brief period of time, but they never evolved beyond where they had been for thousands of years. They never developed art of any kind of their own. And guess what? They disappear. They simply leave the stage. An excellent website by WSU, Washington. Hello, I'll get it right in a second. Washington State University offers a step-by-step storyline on the evolution of humanity. And you'll find that link in the show notes. Now, I highly recommend you visit now while the site is there. WSU is no longer updating the page, so see it while you can. Now, on consciousness, or the evolution of consciousness, the point is this. Consciousness shifts, and new forms of life emerge. They may even appear to be similar, but they are indeed different, and what makes them different is consciousness. Those who do not evolve die. Neanderthal went extinct while Homo sapiens thrived and continued to evolve. What was the difference? One advanced because their consciousness advanced. One died out because their consciousness did not take that vital step forward. Now, we have seen evidence of this even in modern society the last 100 years. Things that came on the scene that did not move forward with the consciousness of humanity in that time disappear. And that which is created, which either pushes consciousness forward in these wave cycles, in other words, it matches what's going on in creation, it tends to stay, it tends to grow, it tends to evolve. It's interesting, podcasting, video podcasting, the ability for the average person to put out media content is very much a part of what the evolution of consciousness is all about right now in this timeline. There are certain things that are rising in our consciousness according to creation, and other things that are beginning to fall away. Now, that doesn't mean that which is planned to fall away is going to go without a fight, or is going to go quietly. Not always the case. And of course, we're going to get into a lot of detail on that once we've had the opportunity to show you in the video casts what the calendar looks like. Now, at this point in time, we may think that our evolution is complete, finished. But if you take a cursory glance around, the state of our world is a vivid reminder that we're not yet fully cooked. We have a little ways to go. The classical Maya appeared to most as an enigma. And the fact that they're talking about evolution still being underway, that's like, that can boggle the mind. Now, the cultures of ancient Mesoamerica, including the Maya, the Toltec, Mixtec, Zapotec, Aztec, and Teotihuacanos, are all essentially unfamiliar to the modern world. They are, to us, a quandary. At best, they're considered lowly, and at worst, entirely unimportant in the scheme of things. Their images, their art, their message is foreign to us. Now, this is partly due to the fact that the page of history that held their secrets was ripped out by the invasion of the conquistadors and the ensuing religious oppression. It's been ripped out of the education of the modern mind, and it's been ripped out of the global consciousness. And yet, more importantly, it is unfamiliar to us because the epoch for this universal truths that the Maya were obsessed with carving in stone and into the hearts and minds of their entire civilization could not be fully unlocked until now. As you begin to see clearly the treasure this calendar holds, as you begin to gain a working knowledge of how to tune your life to the tune-based system of the Maya, you will see the true gold Cortez and all those in his wake sought to steal eluded him because it sat right under his nose. The Europeans were compelled to see the culture of the Maya and their calendar, which was the foundation of their religion, as something to destroy rather than to safeguard. The time is now for us to awaken once again to what the Maya spent several thousand years constructing. It is now, right now. It's interesting to note the Maya themselves predicted the flower of their knowledge would fall to become the seeds of consciousness some 500 years later. And here we are, right on time. The time is now. You're listening to an Airstream Indie Radio podcast. We'd like to invite you to visit the forum at www.airstreamradio.com. Post your comments, your suggestions, whatever you have to say. Andy Mack and Jag will be there to answer you. If you'd like to send an email, send to airstreamradio@pobox.com. And please, remember to vote once a month for your favorite podcast at podcastalley.com. Visit the site, search for your favorite podcast, and vote. It really does matter. Your voice gets heard. A date 3,000 years ago is the same as a date today. Here's a quote again from Coleman. The Mayan calendar is a prophetic tradition. Prophecy, or predictions of the future have been looked at very differently in different times. Astrology, Kabbalah, numerology, and tarot are examples of divinatory tools that have been used and still are being used all over the world. Of course, by ordinary people as well as rulers. The readings of Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Book of Revelation, the Bible Code, the Hopi Prophecy, have all been proposed to be prophetic, and there are countless interpretations to reveal their hidden meanings. Most of these sources cannot be said, however, to be unambiguously true. Their lack of a timeline makes it impossible to judge whether the predictions made are really to the point or are merely the afterthoughts of an interpreter. The timeline of the Mayan calendar, by contrast, is unambiguously true and not of a hocus-pocus nature. Anyone with access to a standard encyclopedia can verify the validity of this calendar from the facts of biological and historical evolution. The common criteria for a valid scientific theory is this: that it should be empirically verifiable and explain the widest possible range of phenomena in the simplest possible way. As we apply the Mayan chronology to human history, a significant wave pattern becomes visible. The timetable of the evolution of consciousness was set in motion from the beginning, before anything existed, and it continues on its scheduled path to conclusion. Now, this is depicted by the Mayan calendar as 13 Ahau, October 28, 2011. The calendar is literally a map of the scheduled path in a language we today can understand, the language of dates and times. The Maya are the most recent ancient civilization to produce a calendrical system with which we can find such accuracy and within which there is such immediacy. We can understand where we are right now in our own evolutionary process, a process we simply cannot see clearly without such a device. Hey, we're in the middle of the forest, and we can't see the forest for the trees. Is it hard to imagine that we're still evolving? After all, we have televisions, the internet, fast cars, fast planes, speeding trains, superhighways, iPods, iRivers, Visa cards, MasterCards, computers, instant money, and instant messaging. The fact is, what's evolving is our consciousness. Now, our physical structure will also evolve as we evolve to higher levels of mind, in terms of the end of disease, for example. But the great insight is to see that what is really evolving right now is our consciousness, our ability to open our eyes and see what we could not see before. And based on the time cycles of the Mayan calendar, we, since 1999, in fact, January of 99, we stepped into a new underworld, the eighth underworld, which is just before the final step up. In this underworld, time or creation has sped up by 20 times. It has increased by 20 times. In other words, what took 20 toons or 19.7 years to occur, all the events, all the transformation, all the things going on, would take place in a period of 20 years. But since 1999, it's now taking place in a single toon. Rather than 20 toons, it is a single 360-day cycle. So all that took place in 20 years is now compressed into 360 days. Does it feel to you like time is speeding up? Do you feel the overwhelm? Do you feel as if stuff's just happening way too fast? And where we are now, just like Neanderthal, if we choose not to flow with creation, well, And similarly to Homo sapiens sapiens, if we choose to move with creation, we will evolve into something new. While we cannot control, manipulate, or change the schedule or energies of creation, we do have a choice about how we'll respond. We can sail with the winds to our back. We can choose not to be puppets in this progression by waking up. But if we fight against the winds of change, we'll suffer the consequence of trying to do battle with creation, a conflict we would not win. There's ample prophetic narratives from many cultures that we are indeed headed for a golden age, a time of wholeness, a dawn of a new day. Is it so difficult to think that it's this close? That we are the generation to see this? And we do have a choice. How will we choose? I do hope that piece by Bjorn Lynn, Mystery Forest, gave your brain a moment to take a pause, take a deep breath, and just let things kind of soak. Such a beautiful piece. Check the show notes for more about that tune. So to continue, the Mayan calendar tells us that right now, in these next 6 years, that we have more help than we have ever had. As time locks release, consciousness will rise, and you have access to this energy. All it takes is tuning in to a tune-based system of sacred time. Now, people everywhere are turning to many alternative forms of healing and building and driving and living. And it really is no mystery why there is such vast numbers of people beginning to think of their community globally rather than locally. Intelligent design has elevated the playing field, and our ability to see more clearly is increasing. In my own personal conversations with friends and associates about the calendar of the Maya and even family, I have found that many express an apprehension over this end date. What does this mean, they ask? Why does it end anyway? Does it have anything to do with me? Sometimes they'll even say, oh, you know what? It's going to just start over again. Just like I throw away the calendar at the end of the year and buy a new one. To that one, I have to kind of, you know, laugh, but I try to do it under my breath. Anyway, I hear people say, I don't know anything about it, so I'll just wait and see. The option to wait and see, while it is possible, it is very, very difficult. Because in this cycle in which we are, in these 13 heavens in which we are currently in, where we are on a tune-based shift. Every 360 days, we're moving into a new heaven. In that process, things are moving so quickly. And since we are now moving, actually November 29th, 2005, we'll be moving into what's called the fourth night. We have now just moved past the midpoint. And it is at this point that things begin to shift much more significantly. So to wait and see really isn't an option if you want to rise up the cosmic pyramid to that place where, well, we can experience what it really is to be co-creators in our own evolution. There is a certain urgency, friends, for everyone to genuinely understand what a tune-based system is, that it is not the counting of physical objects through space. It is not a physical calendar. It is a spiritual calendar. And the reason it is critical for us to understand it is because we are in it. We are part of it. And we have a job to do. Well, it looks like my time is up for this podcast. I'm Andy Mack. You've been listening to the Mayan Calendar Cast. And I hope you're going to continue to tune in, subscribe to this cast, and please be sure to vote at podcastalley.com and at iTunes. We'll see you next time. Look forward to that video podcast. It's a coming. Until next time, peace.